Once you see them, they're everywhere, splattered dark blue on the sidewalk and rolling down the gully in the rain. The mulberries are out in the state's northwest, and they are, as usual, abundant. For some, they're a nuisance, attracting legions of birds who then spread the berries far and wide with dark purple scat. But I decided to embrace the season and set out to collect some of these ubiquitous fruits from my neighborhood park.
Okay, so I've got about a half pint here.
What to do with the miniature harvest? I called up Ginger Miller, an instructor with the Missouri Department of Conservation, to find out. Miller said mulberries are native to the state.
And so just trees full of delicious berries. If you haven't tried mulberries, I highly encourage you to.
Miller says to look for trees with spade-shaped leaves. Sometimes they have lobes and fingers, almost like an oak. The berries will grow in clusters along the branches, and they look like a blackberry, hanging on a short green stem. You might even find long ones, she said.
Some of our mulberries get really big, and so that fruit will break apart, smaller pieces to go in your muffins and cookies and pancakes and other things.
As an instructor with the Department of Conservation, Miller encourages people to get out and explore their forests and streams. Bring along a guidebook and you might be surprised, she said.
Most of the places that you go out in nature, you're going to be stepping on food. You're going to have food underneath your feet at all times.
Miller's parents kept a large garden when she was young, and she learned foraging from an early age.
Our friends would harvest curly dock and lamb's quarter and a variety of wild greens. Between that and our garden, it provided a lot of the food that I ate growing up. And I didn't realize how fortunate I was.
You can learn more about exploring nature and which plants are safe to eat by taking classes with the Department of Conservation or visiting mdc.mo.gov.